Belinda presents this unabridged recording of British Politics, A Beginner's Guide, written by Richard S. Grayson and read by David Thorne. In May 2010, most people expected that the era of New Labour would draw to a close, but nobody expected it to end in the way that it did. What the opinion polls had been saying for some time before the election was that a Conservative majority was the likely result, although perhaps only a narrow one. Not a single one of the experts predicted that the outcome would be the spectacle of David Cameron and Nick Clegg holding a joint press conference announcing a Liberal-Conservative, David Cameron's words, coalition. It was a breathtaking sight. The Times, on its front page on 13 May, dubbed it a very British revolution, and the Daily Mail saw it as the great number 10 lovin'. On the day that the deal was announced, BBC political editor Nick Robinson said that he had been using so many different superlatives over the days in which the negotiations had taken place that he had now run out of any that were suitable to describe the final agreement. That a coalition has been formed does indeed appear to be revolutionary. No such arrangement has been reached in the UK since 1940. Not since 1945, when the wartime coalition ended, has a Liberal sat in the cabinet. The UK's electoral system is stacked very much in favour of one party having an overall majority, and the hung parliament, which led to a coalition, has only once occurred in the memory of most people, 1974, when a coalition was not the result. Most remarkable of all is that the Liberal Democrats sit in coalition with the Conservatives.